Within the neo-Gothic court surround, the sober-suited stand and talk. The girl, so thin, so young, so pale, has entered with a leather-coated man. She holds a purple flower in her hand, obedient to his gesture, starts to walk towards our group of legal crows. I move out from him, trying to smile. She whispers with her head bent low,
"I met him in the churchyard late last night. He told me how he loves me so, how everything will be all right. Gave me this flower to keep me strong. Told me to look at it, not at you. Stay brave and tell you not to go ahead. We'll get the babies back in just a while. To tell me otherwise was stupid, wrong. We're back together, as we ought to be. Without him, don't you see? My heart is dead."
Her sleeve has fallen from her wrist, revealing bruises mauve on frail skin. She turns the flower round and round, just as he's told her she must do. Hears nothing else of what is said. I look beyond her to the distant man who grins triumphant with thumbs up. She turns away, walks back to him. Outside the court, when they have gone, her case, her children, and her safety lost, we see a petal lying on the ground. Hibiscus, was it? They don't last for long.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I cry, for you, dear, only. I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. My days are spent in longing and wondering why it's me you're wronging. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? Don't say it's the ending. I wish I could have one more chance to prove it. My life of hell you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.